It's an honor to be back with you downstairs today. It's been, I think, a year and a half since we did a combined service.
很高兴今天有机会在下面跟大家一起来敬拜哈。
Thank you, Pastor Ted and Elder Mason, for this opportunity today.
谢谢牧师长老给 Paul 这个机会。
May RCCA be blessed with growth and as we make a gospel impact, especially as we prepare to build a new church building.
愿神祝福我们教会增长哈，特别是我们接下来建堂。
And I do hope that your summer has been full of hope, full of the practice of the fullness of Christ.
祝愿大家在整个 summer, 整个夏天都有很多神的祝福。
And my prayer as we prepare for the last half of this year is that we maintain our steadfast faith, that we be full of the fullness and presence of Christ.
我的祷告一直是在这半年，愿我们大家在神里面有真的是充充满满的增长。
We are about to enter our 11th year of this church in September.
这是我们教会第十一年。到九月份。
And we are called to reach the Tri-Cities of Leander, Cedar Park, and Round Rock.
神呼召我们在这三个城市里面发展哈，在 Leander, Cedar Park, and Round Rock.
So let's read with this verse. If you could read this passage, Jan Lin will read it in Chinese with you first, and then we'll read it all together in English.
好，那我们一起来哈，中文先读哈。
Let this be a dedication for us as we prepare to build a new church building together.
好，我这作为我们建堂的一个对我们的一个帮助哈。好，以赛亚书四十三章十六到十九节，耶和华在沧海中开道，在大水中开路。耶和华如此说：你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
Let's read together again in English, just to echo this.
好
This is what God says, the God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through pounding waves. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Almighty and faithful God,
我们的神父神
what a blessing it is to be together as a family today.
真是谢谢你这个我们的一个赐福，让我们大家在一起哈。
We come to you this afternoon asking for guidance and wisdom.
我们今天来到你面前，向你求智慧。
Please help my words to be clear and concise.
求你帮助 Paul 让他的讲说话语能很清楚，也能完整，也很准确。
Help us to engage in meaningful discussions later with our families.
让我们在这以后呢，有在我们家在一个家庭，大家有很好的一个交流。
Allow us to grow closer as an intergenerational group this afternoon.
让我们能大家相互间变得更加紧密。
God, we know that some brothers and sisters today are hurting.
神啊，父神，我们知道有些弟兄之间自己在有伤害。
Some of us are tired.
有些人是很疲倦。
Some of us need a fresh renewal.
很多人需要一个重新的得力。
Help us to be open to learn from you.From each other.
从相互之间得到。
From the model of your son Jesus.
从你的独生爱子耶稣那边得到。
And so Father, we worship you.
父神，我们来敬拜你。
Not our accomplishments or abilities.
不是依靠我们每个人的能力，我们的成就。
Together we say this in the mighty name of Jesus.
一起我们耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please stand with me. We're going to sing a song together. If I can get the lights dimmed, this will be our opening as well as our closing hymn for today. And today I am very excited to see father and daughter serve together with a song. So it's a new song for many.
请大家一起起立，我们一起来唱歌歌。
I think Jan Lin will agree it's a very powerful song.
Absolutely, except bear with my voice.
So let's sing together. And as you try to learn it, please hum along or sing from your heart.But please do it together. We're going to open with this hymn. We're going to close with him. Let's sing it together and join our voices.
好，我们一起来唱哈，这是很好听歌，是个英文，我们一起来，大家一起来，不管你会不会，我们一起大声的唱。
God has been a
Please be seated, and if someone came in late, just quickly tap them on the shoulder, say you're glad they're here. So thanks again. Thank you, Deacon Eric. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Jessica, for leading. Thank you for Jen Lin and for Grace leading as well. It's been about 2 years since I think we've had a combined service.
大概有两年了，我们距离上一次联合聚会。
So I wanted to start today with this passage from Isaiah to kind of catch us up to date on some updates.
我们将从以赛亚书开始今天的讲道。
God has certainly been doing some new things in at least in our family.
神在我们家做工。
You can hear one of them. She's 2 years old.
我们家的女儿 Brooklyn 两岁。
So we had her 2 years ago.
我们两年以前 拥有了她。
Okay, we'll see you later. Bye. Want to give you some other updates. So in addition to Grayson and Brooklyn, we have two children. We also had the pleasure a couple years ago of kind of adopting, kind of a foster care kind of situation. His name's Tao.
我们两个小孩 那两年以前我们又领养了一个。
So just a couple updates. I want to tell you about Tao. I'm speaking at some different conferences. We opened a restaurant. We continue to use all these as tools to share the gospel.
最近我们家也有开了一个餐馆，有许多的新的事情在我们家发生。
Tao got married on April, so we had the pleasure of going out with David Siegel to witness his marriage and officiate for him.
4月份我领养的孩子Tao结婚了，所以我跟几个朋友在教会的朋友去 Michigan去见证他的婚礼。
So when I say my adopted son, Tao asked me to stand in the place of the groom for the father for the wedding, meaning walk him down the aisle, give a speech.
因为他是我领养的儿子，所以我在他的婚礼上，我就是起到了父亲的这个作用，跟他一起站在他的旁边，给他提供父亲的演讲。
And he just stopped short of asking me to pay for his wedding.
他还好没有让我来给他付他那个承担婚礼的费用。
We offered, but he and his bride Lulu, they saved up for an extra year and a half to make sure they could accommodate everybody.
我们提出给他承担一定的费用，但是他和他的新娘说他们自己有能力来负担。
We've been traveling during the holidays. That's usually when I go on the speaking circuit. We've been speaking in all over North America.
最近我在北美各处讲道。
So this, to be fair, I usually do not recycle sermons, but today's sermon is recycled from this conference I spoke at in Canada.
今天我的讲道就是在我那个时候从加拿大讲到的同样的内容。
I had the pleasure of speaking in front of this large audience, and even in the distance, you can see me there, and I think this is one of the questions that always comes up in the past 2 years, is this.
在我有荣幸在这样大的一个讲道的时候能够讲到，有很多人问我关于我发型的问题。
People ask, did I grow it out because of cancer? Was it because Lorena won't give me a haircut? Or is it, I don't know.
大家问我为什么会有留发，是因为癌症的原因呢，还是因为我的妻子不给我理发？
So at this particular conference, there's about 1,500 people, and everyone, especially during the meals, you could tell, they always like look up, right? And then they look up and they just want to ask. And I know they want to ask, what is this man bun about?
在这样一个1,500人的聚会里面，很多人看见我，他们的目光常常停留在我的发髻。
So at this particular conference, I knew enough people were asking me and I wasn't giving an answer. So I finally just took off the man bun and I showed them what was behind the man bun.
我终于把我的小辫子解下来，给他们看我的头发是怎么回事。
And basically, it's a lot of hair.
我有很多头发。
But I want to start by saying this. Chinese people, we were the first people to start the man bun.
在中国人里面，我们中国人其实是第一个世界上蓄发的民族。
So if you know the movie Mulan, right? The man bun is already present here.
在电影《木兰》里面，我们可以看到，古时候中国男人蓄发就是一个传统。
So here's what happened. Grayson, in the past 2 years, started school, and I wanted him to be proud of his Chinese heritage.
2年以前，我的儿子Grayson开始上学，我想让他有骄傲的中国人的对华人历史有骄傲的感觉。
His school that he goes to is like 1.5% Chinese.
他的学校只有 1.5 百分比的中国孩子。
So I wanted people to, I wanted him to have a thick skin, and so we both grew man buns out. I wanted him to stand out and be proud of his Chinese heritage, namely, you know, going back to like Mulan days.
就因为这个原因，我希望他能够跟我一起，我就陪着我儿子一起蓄发，我们能够有对我们的文化承传有骄傲。
But if you notice, I labeled it under like using our cultural influence. I felt that we could do something with this man bun.
我觉得这个发髻其实也是有用。
We build houses, as many of you know, and some of my employees are not initially Asian. We actually employ a lot of African American, a lot of Latino. Basically, anyone needs a job, especially if you've come out of prison, we're going to give you a chance.
我因为在做一个房地产的生意，当我们在盖楼的时候，我发现我们必须要雇一些非裔人、西裔人。他们有的刚从监狱里出来，找不到工作。这个工作，我们将提供他们一个工作机会。
This is a real life mugshot of one of my employees.
这个是他的一个员工的发型。
So you can see there, Grace and I got our man buns. And so part of the reason why I grew my hair out was to kind of be relatable to my employees.
所以我留蓄发的另外一个原因呢，是因为我想跟我的员工有更多的共同点，同呼吸共命运。
And so let me just do a quick test here, right? So Aaron came to me and he needed help with his resume and I was trying to give him a job. I could only hire him part-time. And so let me ask you this. Would you hire the person on the left on the mugshot here? Or would you hire the person on the right?
让我们来做一个测试。当你有这份工作的时候，这两个应聘者来应聘，你会雇用那个头上有发髻的呢，还是愿意雇用那个左边那个穿白衣服的男生？
How many people would hire immediately? Some of you own your own businesses. How many people would hire the person on the left?
如果你是老板的话，多少人愿意雇用那个头上有发髻的人，请举手。
How many people would just be a bit more inclined to hire the person on the right, who's a bit more clean cut?
多少人更愿意雇用那个发型清晰干净的人？
And that's exactly what happened. I hired him in his current state, but I said, if you want to go out, you want me to write your letter for Home Depot, Lowe's, this is your next best spot to get hired, I need you to get a haircut. He goes, I can't afford a haircut. I said, good thing, I cut hair. And he goes, well, how come you get to keep your long hair? How come I have to cut my hair short? I said, just trust me, when you're boss one day, you grow your hair as much as you want. But right now, you need a job.
所以他跟我讲，如果他要去 Home Depot 应聘的话，那我建议他最好把头发给剪了。但是他现在不能够，没有钱来剪头发。
I want to thread this into another little thing here. Recently, we opened a restaurant up in the Domain.
我最近在 Domain 开了一家餐馆。
Lorena goes, you need to be professional now. Every day, people are going to come to you. They don't want to see your hair in their food.
你的客人不希望在他们的食物里面看见你的头发。
I said, Lorena, I'm not going to cut my hair yet because I want solidarity with some of my employees.
但是 Paul 说 ，Lorena， 我还依旧不想剪发。
Because, for example, this is Michael, one of my best employees. In fact, we gave him Employee of the Month. He's a dishwasher. Him and I both braided our hair, and he came to me and he said, "Paul, I like the fact that you're not above us."
这是一个洗碗工，他是这个月的优秀员工。他跟我讲说 ，Paul， 我真的是感谢你不是一个高高在上的老板。
So I'm just going to thread it over there from Aaron over to Michael. And so our appearance, our hair is just a tool to relate to people. I do it so we connect people outside of the gospel to ask questions about Jesus. So I want to ask today, what other tools do we have?
所以我们的头发实际上是我们的工具，是我们用来跟别人联络的工具。我们还有没有其他的工具呢？
And I'm going to say today that our resources, everything, whether it's our house, our cars, money,These are tools that God's given you and I.
实际上，我们的资源、我们的房子、我们的金钱，都是神给予我们的工具，让我们来跟其他人发生各种联系。
And so, if you have a combined family household income of $80,000,
所以今天当你们家庭年收入超过八万美元
，Guess what? You're rich.
你就是一个富人。
You're actually the 6,253,000th richest person on earth by income, and that would put you in the That doesn't say 10%. This isn't a multiplier by 10. This is, you are in the 0.10% richest in the world.
所以在这样的八万美元的年收入呢，你的收入其实就是在6 million, right? 就620万的这样一个 percentile, 百分点，那你就是10%的富人。
And I see some of you shrinking because 80,000 Some of you guys make more than that. Some of you guys are shrinking because you maybe make $160,000 total combined household income. That would put you in the 0.05% richest people in the world, and you'd be in the 3 millionth lineup order for how wealthy you are.
如果你的年收入在16万美元的时候，那你的那你就成为0.05%的这样一个收入的 bracket.
So $160,000 a year puts you at $83.33 an hour, compared with someone in Africa, say Ghana, who makes about in the same time 8 cents an hour, whereas most of us make about $83 to $85 an hour.
当我们的时薪在83美元左右的时候，在非洲的加纳，每个人那里的人的工资大概每小时只有8美分。
And so 12 years ago, Lorena and I got married, and I said, "How do we equip and inspire our kids one day, and all the youth and college we're working with, to be a gospel generation?"
12年前，当我跟 Lorena 结婚的时候，我就跟她讨论说，我们如何来装备、来感动，我们的第二代，让他们能够成为神所用的工具。
And so for Lorena and I, we set out to basically explore where God's been and where He still is, and He's always been, and that was simply with where is He working amongst the broken.
所以我们今天依旧在探讨说神在哪里工作，在破碎的人中工作。
After our lavish wedding in 2006, we pledged we would use all our resources to help the under-resourced.
在2006年的婚礼以后，我们跟神许诺说我们要用我们尽可能多的资源来在神的国度里工作。
So people affirm this. Now, not necessarily everyone affirmed this. Our deacon board was a little startled that we want to move away from a flourishing Chinese church that was in the thousands, and instead they were like, "Why? Why would you do this?"
所以当时我们从有千人的华人大教会到小型教会的时候，有我们的长老也问我们说，你们为什么要去更小的教会呢？
I was speaking this night, it's a large event at our church, 1500 youth, college kids, and they allowed me to speak, and I was speaking about the 30-hour famine.
所以那个时候，我就在教会里1500个人的青少年聚会里面来谈到，全球饥荒问题。
And in the middle of preaching, I just kind of like tuned out,and kind of felt God speaking and putting impressions on me. One of them was, you're talking about these people, you're all starving together for 30 hours, and yet, what connection is this, these people, really, what effectively are we going to do to make a dent in this?
所以当我们知道全世界有这样的人，这么多的人，在承受饥荒的时候，我们这些人坐在会堂里的人，我们能够做些什么呢？
So Lorena and I told Lorena, I said, I want to go to Africa,And then she says, I want to go to China. And then we settled in Austin.
So I and my wife, one person wants to go to Africa, one person wants to go to China. Then we decided to come to Austin.
So we landed in East Austin, which is predominantly African American. So there you go. That's Africa.
So we plan to live in Austin, Chengdong. That is the African-concentrated place. That is actually closer to Africa.
And then we ended up at a Chinese church. So there you go. That's China.
Then we are in a Chinese church. Here we are in a Chinese church.
And so we moved into this neighborhood, 50% African-American, 40% Latino, 10% mixed white. My son goes to a school that is 50% poor, 50% wealthy.
所以在我们的社区里面是50%的非裔，40%的西裔，10%是混合裔。我们的学校也是50%的贫穷和富有。
So basically what happened was Lorena and I, we kind of hit a plateau of our faith. Not with each other. We were madly and still madly in love with each other. We just kind of hit a plateau in our faith and we just said, God, we have 5 cars, several houses,several businesses, I'm bored.
所以现在我跟 Lorena 在信仰上达到了一个平台，我们拥有5部车，许多的房子，我们感到生活就是这样给我们了。
And Lorena goes, there are some things that we preach about that we actually don't live out.
我们发现当我们在教会里教一些东西的时候，我们并没有身体力行的来实践。
In mathematics, general of this is called being incongruent.
这个叫不平行，不相不类型哈。
So we were trying to list out the things that were incongruent in what the Bible says and what we want to live.
所以我们在这里找到一组矛盾，就是圣经里教我们的教导的和我们想要所要得到的生活，这是一我们没有活出圣经要我们活的样子。
So just like the 30-hour famine, I set out to fast to myself, spiritual fast from everything I learned in seminary, Chinese megachurch. I just said, Jesus, I need a kickstart. I don't want to be bored. I think you've given us resources. Please show us where to go. And so I go back to that verse about be alert, be present. And then we prayed that prayer and God started bringing things along.
所以我在神面前进行30个小时的饥饿祷告，来呼应这个全世界的饥荒问题。因为我跟神祷告说，当我们生活达到了平台的时候，我们感到非常无聊的时候，我们应该怎么做？神，请你告诉我。
He brought me Harold, a drug dealer.
然后他介绍我认识这个贩毒的人。
And we're going to pause there as I pause on Harold. I'd like to read some texts. Two texts today, they're very familiar for us. I pray that God would make them fresh for us again.
今天我想介绍两段经文。
I'm going to let Lei lead you guys first in reading it through Chinese. Two short passages from the book of Matthew. Please turn to Matthew chapter 4 and Matthew chapter 8. This is the beginnings of the early church. In fact, the beginning of the leadership seminar called the 12 Disciples by Jesus.
马太福音四章是给他的门徒念的。
I want you to pay attention to the resources or the lack of resources that were amongst them.
我想让大家借此能够认识到我们的资源和我们所缺乏的资源。
And pay attention to the early beginnings and the early characteristics that Jesus wanted instilled in his disciples.
这些是早期的品格，神要他的门徒所要具备的。
Lei, could you lead them in Matthew chapter 4, 23, 24?
那我们就来念马太福音4:23-24。耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们。
This is the second passage. Please continue.
是第二部分，马太福音8:1-4。耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。有一个长大麻风的来拜他说：“主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”耶稣伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。耶稣对他说：“你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看。”献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
Thank you. Let's read one more time as an echo in English together if you can. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. I'm going to stress that. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed,those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them because Jesus went out to them. Four chapters later on, Matthew says, Jesus heals a man with leprosy. When Jesus comes down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus did that. And we ask, why? Because he was in the proximity of the man? Or was it because Jesus... And why would Jesus want to touch someone who was ceremonially unclean? It's against the rules. It's forbidden by his culture and his society. But Jesus reaches out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately he was cleaned of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, This is interesting.See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded, underline, as a testimony. I'm going to pause here. As a testimony to them. Sorry, you ready?
Yeah, 所以在这里呢，我们可以有一个问题，就是为什么耶稣要来亲手来碰这个大麻风病的患者？他是不洁净的，他是为当时的社会文化所禁止的，但是耶稣还是去触碰了他。 第二个问题是，请大家注意，当这个 大麻风病人被治愈的时候，耶稣叫他说不要告诉别人，而让他去跟祭司讲，作为一个见证。
There are some simple ministry principles that are so simple that the more experienced we become, the more educated we become in ministry, we somehow forget about these basic principles.
在这里有几个非常简单的原则。当我们在耶稣服事里做的事情越多，受的教育越多的时候，我们常常就忘记了这些简单的原则。
I'd like to share with you two ministry principles that are so simple.So easy to do that we often neglect them.
所以这里有两个非常简单的原则，我们常常忽略。
So right now on your own, if you could pray that in order to have these two things, you need to have an empty heart so the Holy Spirit can guide you.
所以第一个原则是你必须虚心，这样圣灵就可以来引导你。
And the second thing is just an offering of any of your resources, whether it be your legs or whether it be your car,or whether it be just that few dollars that can get you into bus or taxi, anything that can put you in motion to get close to someone that needs you.
第二个原则就是你将奉献你所拥有的哪怕仅一点点的资源给神，让神能够用你的金钱，用你的腿，用你的车，用你的一切的小小的资源去帮助那些人。
I want to remind us about something that is so obvious and first helped us when we first came to faith in Jesus. Remember when we were so excited about our faiththat we just wanted to share it with people. And we didn't just kind of like WeChat somebody and say, hey, got some good news, Lorena. Jesus is good. Like, I would actually drive 2 hours, want to see Lorena face to face and say, Lorena, you got to stop what you're doing. I got something I really want to share with you. Just change my life. You need this.
当我们在神里面有传福音的冲动的时候，我们不想在 WeChat 里面只是给人家发一些消息说这是福音，反而我们要接近那个人，哪怕是开车2个小时，要看着他的眼睛跟他讲，跟他传福音的信息。
Do you remember that moment when you first shared Jesus with someone? Think about that person you first tried to share Jesus with.
你还能记得你首次想要把福音传给那些人的情况吗？
Were you fully present?
你是全然在那里吗？跟他在一起吗？
I'll bet you tried to get as close proximity to them as possible.
我想你一定是跟那个人有很近的距离。
And this act that allows Jesus to come to earth, it's called the incarnation, we celebrate in December. And so in the middle of 103 degree summer right now, I want to pull us back to Christmas right now.
现在是一个是盛夏，但是我想大家想一想，耶稣出生的时候，他那个时候就是道成肉身来到我们中间，跟我们零距离接触。
This act that we celebrate in December, where Jesus simply dwells amongst his people.
在十二月份的时候，耶稣就是道成肉身，来住在他的人子民的中间。
Say this together with me: fully present.And then full in close proximity. The power of Jesus' incarnation is not just a yearly reminder. It's a daily reminder that Jesus lives amongst the broken. He lives amongst those that are prisoners. He lives those that are drug addicts. And he lives with us because we are also, in many ways, still broken.
所以耶稣的道成肉身并不是一年一度的提醒，而是每日的同在，提醒我们要跟破碎的人在一起，可能跟监狱里的人在一起，跟他时时刻刻的同在。
I want to think about what's involved here on the ministry ground level of trying to dwell amongst people.
我们在这里提醒一下，跟群会众服事是什么意思呢？
This isn't just a one-time act where we go to like Union Gospel Mission or the Hope Center and just pat ourselves as an English ministry.
这并不是一年一度你去一些传福音大会，也不是一年一度的一些大的事件。
Why did I say English ministry?
我为什么要说是英文的服事呢？
Because Chinese churches across North America, it's usually the English and the youth that are sent out as a representation of the church.
在北美的华人教会里面，一般都是青少年这个会堂来承担传福音的工作。
How nice would it be if all our congregations served together the broken of our cities of Leander, Cedar Park, Round Rock, and Austin together?
如果我们教会能够一起能够来为我们这个三城来服务，这是多么美好的事情。
When young seminarians go into the ministry,these are 30 people that I coach out in California. I meet them twice a year.
这些是神学院的毕业生，在他们奔赴传福音前线的时候，他们我每年跟他们有一个会面。
We took 30 male and female leaders. They have to be in their 30s, and we just want to and just trying to coach them.
这个他们都是在三十几岁这样的年纪，我们跟这些男生和女生，我们想给他们一些辅导。
So this group of Korean pastors were like, Paul, how do you be bivocational? Because I don't want to struggle.
这些人他们问 Paul 一个问题，说你怎么样能够以这个为职业，因为我不想在这里面有太多的征战。
Or people say, Paul, or is a ministry secret to like, how do you preserve time with your wife so that way you're recharged to go back and deal with people?
这些韩国人还问我说，韩裔还问我说，你如何能够有时间跟你的妻子在一起，然后能够得到重新充电，又回到福音的第一线。
And this is the one tip I give everybody, because remember I said it's just some things are so simple.
这是我的建议。很简单。
It's just really simple. Just be close and be present to people with your whole congregation as equals.
所以我的建议就是，跟你所有要工作的人接近，跟他们完全同在。
I'm going to say that one more time. Be close and be present with all people and with your congregation as equals.
以所有的人和你教会的人和所有的人都 给他们就是平等的待遇，尽量跟他们接近，同在在一起。
I mean, think about the ministry teams that we have. Like Deacon Eric, it's much better for him to sing with Jessica and with Lynn than with just him by himself every week.
所以想一想，新航在唱歌的时候，他跟崔文和其他几人在一起唱，效果要比自己唱好得多得多。
And let me just back up. SoWe can all be equals. There is no hierarchy of pastors and elders. We're all equals because 1 Peter, we talked a lot about this 2 years ago, 1 Peter says we are all in ministry together. We are all full-time ministers.
所以在教会里我们都是平等的，我们每个人都在做牧师的，都在做服事的工作。我们不能够在教会里不要有上下级的概念。
We're going to just hang there for a second, and as I pick up back into the passage in verse 24, I want you to pay attention...to the people that Jesus healed first in these two texts.
我们再来看一下这两段圣经，就是神如何医治这些患麻风病的和瘫痪的人。
News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill. Isn't it interesting that today, 2,000 years later, Syria is still in the news, still a very devastated,war-torn, broken place.
有趣的是，在两千年以前，圣经里描写的场合，在两千年后的今天，叙利亚依旧是一个饱受战争，和有各种问题的一个国度。
I mean, think about this. This is a huge problem globally.
这是一个全球的问题。
So if we leave people to do things solo, let's just say we send out our missions pastor or the pastor or some deacons to go to Syria.Because we're willing to sacrifice them, right? We're not willing to go to Syria by ourselves.
所以当这是一个全球的问题，是当我们想要派一些传福音的队伍去叙利亚的时候，因为我们自己不想去，我们就派遣一些福音队伍去。
It's going to be a struggle.
这将是一个很大的征战。
But what if we really believe that we can be close, we can be personal, and we're all equal, and what can we do together for people?
那如果现在我们想一想，我们如果每一个人都能够来仔细的思考，我们每一个人都有行为的话，那是不是情况会好得多？
So this is the question a Chinese church in Canada asked. My dad asked them, "You guys today, God gathered you from the Far East Asia, in their climate, snow. For us, 103 degrees. How has God gathered us, or why has God gathered us, thousands of miles away?" To accumulate resources.
So 1,000 miles 以外，我们今天可以问这个问题是：神从东亚把我们带到这里来，我们可以有进行什么样的思考？我们能够怎样帮助那1,000 miles 以外的地方和土地
？We live in the greatest country in the world.
我们住在伟大的国家。
With many resources.
我们有各种各样的资源。
The Chinese church in North America can and should host and play a role in welcoming the stranger.
我们华人教会应该在北美的各个教会里面，能够起到一个欢迎，陌生人的一个作用。
Check out this video from my dad's church.
这是我父亲他们教会，发的一个视频。
First question is, do we think that RCCA could do something similar one day in hosting a refugee family? Why or why not?
我们教会是不是可以来欢迎一些难民呢?
When they shared a cross-cultural meal with a Syrian refugee family, were they proximate?
当他们在跟这些难民分享晚餐的时候，他们是不是跟他们非常的接近?
Yes.When they played ping pong with the little boy, I saw Deacon Eric light up.
当他们在跟这个难民的一个男孩玩乒乓球的时候，我看见新航的面部表情。
Were the people in this small group, now this is a small group that adopted the family, were the small group present?
这是一个细胞小组，他们欢迎了这个难民，他们跟他们就是同在。
Did you notice that this family was supported not by one deacon,not only by the pastor's wife, and she was indeed there, but by a community of people who were both proximate and present.
所以这个家庭不是被一个牧师或者一个长老来欢迎的，而是被一个社区来欢迎的。
This family had their lease paid for 1 year by the church.
这个教会给这个难民家庭的房租付了一年。
With no expectation,that this Syrian family had to go to the Chinese church in return.
而且并不要求这个叙利亚的难民家庭去这个华人的教会，没有以任何相关的条件。
But what do you think that this Syrian refugee family ended up doing?
那你们认为这个叙利亚的难民家庭会怎么做呢?
Slowly and surely, they wanted to go to this Chinese church.
慢慢的，他们愿意去这个华人的教会，在多伦多的这个华人教会。
So who are the refugees, the outcasts in our society? We have a travel ban, so not a lot of Syrian refugees are coming to Texas. But who are the refugees in Leander, in Cedar Park, in Round Rock?
事实是在德州，因为我们有一个禁旅行的命令，所以不是很多的难民能够到德州来。但是在奥斯汀这个地方，我们看看谁是圈外人，谁是被驱逐的人。
Prisoners.
监狱里的人
drug addicts
吸毒的人
I'm just going to politely say this lower income citizens in our communities
我们社区的低收入的人
and so what can RCCA do
那我们教会能够做什么呢
well you guys didn't know but you've been doing it
我们教会并不也许你并不知道你做了一些事可是你已经在做了
you sent your children to come help me paint a house that we bought
你们让你们的小孩跟我一起来油漆一个房子
We call it the youth house, the King Youth House. We do prison transitional housing where prisoners have lived there. Now, to be fair, when the prisoners are staying there, we don't let your children hang out there.
这个房子现在是刚从监狱里出来的人住的。但是我想告诉大家的是，当里面有这些人住的时候，你们的孩子是不跟他们有接触的。
This is Willie. He runs our car repair center that's in the driveway.
这个人是一个也是为我工作的一个人，叫 Willie。
He was just in jail a year ago for armed robbery and for drugs.
他是一年以前因为武装抢劫被送到监狱里去的。
And here I'm trying to teach him computer literacy, help him with his resume. We're taking family photos for him because they don't have cameras.
现在我在教他一些基本的计算机常识，给他拍一些家庭照。
Remember that verse, "Be alert, be present." I'm doing a new thing. I never.Would have guessed that this would be a photo of me and an ex-convict side by side with me 5 years ago. Never would have guessed it.
在刚才一个圣经里的一句金句是警醒，做新的事情。这就是一年以前我是无法想象的，但是我现在在做。
I never guessed I would be helping Aaron Adante with helping him get a job, not only with us. This was his resume when he came to me. This was his resume, just five little.
这个是刚才那个发型很独特的非裔他的简历他叫 Aaron 这是他的简历刚来见我的时候我收到了他的最初的简历
It went from that to this
现在他的简历是这样子的在我们的帮助下
And this is only page one There's like three pages
他有三页的简历这只是第一页哦
We went from that Would you hire those of your entrepreneurs Would you hire this resume Or would you take a look at this resume a second look
所以作为你想雇佣人的雇主的话你愿意看他第一版本的履历呢还是愿意看他现在这个版本的
This is like an optometry test. Number one, number two, number one, number two. I mean, it's clearly. So number two, most of us as business entrepreneurs would probably take a better look at resume number two. So this asks my other question. How many people that do own your own businesses hire prisoners, African Americans, Latinos? Raise your hand.
所以如果你拥有自己的生意的话，你多少人愿意雇佣这样的非裔、西裔、和刚从监狱里出来的人呢？
This was Harold 10 years ago.
这个是十年以前的 Harold.
And he's worked through me. He's worked his way up from like cleanup person to like my assistant project manager.
他是从清洁工一直到现在的项目经理。
That was Harold many years ago. This is Harold like 6 months ago.
这个是六个月以前的这个 Harold.
You and I are people of color. We should never forget that.
我们是有色人种，我们不会忘记这个事实。
And so, this is Harold also just kind of hanging out with some of our youth.
所以这个是 Harold 和我们教会的几个青少年在一起。
Sharing his struggles, sharing his pain.
他跟我们分享他的苦难。
I'm going to play an audio clip. This is when I pay Harold. I pay Harold every week. So instead of like trying to cheat him and trying to like make the dollar stretch, pay him monthly or, you know, like every other. I pay him every week, every Friday. He comes to me, he gets a living wage.
我给 Harold 的付薪方式是付他周薪。
Listen to the audio of the promise I make Harold do every. I make Harold recite this with me every time I pay him.
我每次给他付钱的时候，我让他背这个。
You sometimes like to have a little bit of fun.
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay, so the job we're doing today, I'm going to pay you. Promise me right now. I will not use this on drugs.
I will not use this
Willie's
on drugs.
Willie's going to keep you accountable. He's going to make sure you don't go up the hill. You're going to buy water and Gatorade. Okay?
Okay.
We're in this thing together, okay?
All right, Paul.
All right, no more jail.
No more jail.
No more.
No more jail.
All right, we'll check in these guys in a couple hours here. We got a lot of work to do today. We're going to see how these ceilings look with everything come apart.
We have a lot of resources amongst us.
我们在我们中间有许多的资源。
And there's a lot that we can do to share.
我们有很多可以分享的。
Continue on, Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. All who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed,those having seizures, and the paralyzed. Jesus healed them.
我们再回来看圣经，是那些一切害病的，各种疼痛被鬼缠身的，癫痫的，都带来，耶稣都给他们治愈了。
Imagine never being touched by your family for weeks or months on end.
如果你一个礼拜或者一个月都没有被你家庭成员轻触的话。
Imagine being ignored by most.
想一想，设想你被多数人而忽略的情况。
Okay, just simply imagine being shunned. Now, Pastor Ted will get this joke.
然后想一想，如果你是被大家绕着走的话。
If you want to experience that today, just tell your family that you're going to go to full-time ministry.
如果你想要这个情况，你就告诉你的家庭成员说，我要做一个全职的神职人员。
I mean, Pastor Ted, right? Let's be honest. Full-time ministry is pretty tough.
黄牧师，让我们来看看是不是全职的服事是很困难的。
I mean, you will be ignored by most. You will be shunned by a lot of people if we just stay within our four walls of church.
Yeah, 所以许多人可能会绕着走。
So let me go back. So I said, First Peter says that we are all ministers. Some are just compensated, while others are not. But we're all in this full time.
So 彼得一书说，我们所有的人都是为神做事工，只有一些人是在经济上有一点点补偿。
And everyone likes the idea as we leave this afternoon that we're in full-time ministry. Maybe we get some sort of like God tax benefit where he treats us special because we're in full-time ministry.
实际上我们每个人都是全职的为神工作的人，神会有一些特别的区别的对待对我们。
But everyone knows whether you've been doing this a short time or a long time that in ministry, whether you're compensated or not, you will get burned.
我们每个人都知道，不管我们有没有在经济上被补偿，我们都是会感到，有时候会感到精疲力尽。
Because people are demanding and broken.
因为人是有很多对你有很多的要求，有很多的苛刻，有很多的破碎。
Especially broken and hurt people are sometimes the most desperate people, and they don't know what they're doing.
特别是有些绝望的人，他们如此破碎，他们不知道他们在做什么。
And so I just want to say, RCCA, hang in there. Don't let someone else's struggle or pain reflect on God's mission for you.
所以不要让这些特别痛苦的人来影响你的服事。
Be patient, be fully present.
请大家继续有这样的耐心，继续有存抱着这样同在的一个心意。
Let me skip two slides. Here, basically, I'm saying, let's just give up our neo-pharisaical rights. Let's give young leaders a chance. That's kind of like the summary of this slide here. The other one is, as I try to meet a lot of famous pastors, as I try to spend time with them, I usually have to go through like their assistant or the ministry intern. I can't just go straight to the person.And I just, one question I have is, when do we become so professional that we can't access the very leaders that we want to learn from? I'm going to summarize it just by saying, be personal and be proximate. Because right now, there's a very, there's a trend where good pastors usually are very inaccessible.
所以有时候我们可以知道，当有些非常有名的那些牧师，你很难接近他们，因为他们有很多的人为他们工作，有一些实习生为他们工作，所以你要层层的越过很多的卡才能见到他们。他们并不能够让我们时时刻刻跟他们能够接触。
Then I was just going to contrast, if we were to start a church today versus the way Jesus did it, I'm just going to fast track it. If we were to start it today, we'd have a Sunday school program, we'd have care teams, we'd have a leadership team. I'm going to fast track it over here. Jesus, in the early books of Matthew, does this. He finds a leadership team. They're called the disciples. In Sunday school, we are taught they were great men of God, but we really know that at this stage, they're just kind of like bumbling fools. They're very, very up and down.
所以因为当我们在想如何在今天建一个教会的时候，我们可以联想到神以前是怎样建造他的团队的。他先是找了一些使徒。
But look at what happened when Jesus spends time with them, being proximate. This was the fastest track of leadership development that the world has ever seen.
当耶稣在有一些在领导这个团队的时候，他跟这些使徒们是非常接近的，同吃同住。
And we have spent 2,000 years trying to duplicate the secret.
而我们在花了2000年的时间，我们想向耶稣学习，来做一个好的领导人，有一个好的领导力，就是要学习他这样与人同住。
Jesus just simply takes 2 to 3 years and just tries to let them learn from him up close.
耶稣用2到3年的时间，让他的使徒跟他在非常接近的一个距离里面跟他学。
That's the power of presence.
这就是同在的力量。
That's the power of proximity.
这就是相邻近的力量。
And I'm so grateful for Pastor Ted because in the past 2 years, he's been meeting with the deacons like they did this morning on a fast-track leadership development program. Because some of our deacons are brand new.
我非常感恩黄牧师在过去的2年里面他跟我们的长职的团队在做一些领导力的训练。
So let's follow Pastor Ted and Jesus' model. I'm going to ask this question two ways. What would our churches look like, deacons, if we spent more time this year in 2018 and 19 with the entire church board, humbly, especially with that deacon that we don't like?
在这个教会的长职会里面，我们就是要虚心的同行。如果有人彼此不互相喜欢，我们如何来应对这样的情况？
What would our churches look like, small group leaders, if we spent more time this year in 2018-19 with the entire small group, especially with that family that we don't like?
在小组里，我们也是说，当有些家庭你不喜欢的时候，我们如何在2018-19年这个年度，在这个小组里面跟大家沟通和学习？
Part of being proximate and present is still being able to hang out with someone.And encourage them, even if that person is not fully formed yet. That's the power of presence. That's the power of proximity.
所以同在和临近性的原则就是说，你即使不喜欢某些人，你依然要时常鼓励，常常和他们亲近，鼓励他们在一起同工。
I was so encouraged by two elders in my church, Elder Lucen and Elder Jachenko, who are now in heaven, that if it weren't for them helping encourage me.I wouldn't be in ministry. That's the power of presence. That's the power of proximity.
我之所以有今天的服事的成长，是因为在我成长的教会里面有两个长老，他们不停地鼓励我。一个已经现在去添加了，但是我永远记得他们是如何鼓励我的。
I'm going to close with 5 illustrations just so that we are practical on this.
现在我们以五个例子来结束我的今天的讲道。
We see two potential problems in the two characters of ministry if they do not go hand in hand. The first one is you can be proximate, but not present.
所以在服事的时候有两个问题，一个就是你可以很接近，但是你并没有跟人家同在。你可以跟人距离很近，但是你并没有真实的同在。第二个是，你可以与别人同在，但是你并没有跟人很近。
Or you can be present, but you might not want to get too close to people.
Yeah, 就是你可能跟人在一起，但是你并没有实际上跟人家有很近的关系。
I can totally relate to, let's say, number one. You can be proximate, but not be present.
我可以来举例说明第一个。
Two years ago this week, I was declared cancer-free.
两年前的这个礼拜，我被宣布身上没有癌症细胞。
But before that, I had asked the church for like a no-visitor zone when we got the diagnosis for 6 to 8 weeks.
在这之前的六到八周，我让教会里不要有人来看我。
RCCA, do you know why?
你们知道为什么吗？
Some people thought it was because I was too proud to see people and let them see my scars.
有人认为我很骄傲，我不想大家看见我的伤痕。
But that wasn't it.
但是这其实不是原因。
The first thing was, I grew up as a pastor's kid, and we were always around people.
原因第一是，我是一个牧师的孩子，我老是周围老是有很多人。
They thought that because of their proximity to us, because they were always around us, that they were there for my sisters and I.
所以很多人认为他们因为离我们很近，所以他们就能够帮助我跟我的姐姐。
They were there to see my dad.
他们实际上在这里看我的父亲。
They were there just to pat my head.
他们看到我父亲的时候，就是来拍拍我的头。
And so I kind of felt like when we asked RCC to pray for us regarding the cancer, a lot of people did come and very well-meaning did try to talk to Lorena or encourage Lorena.
有那个时候有很多人真的是非常好心的来看我们，来鼓励我们。
Unfortunately, one sister told Lorena.You're going to have to start cooking better after he has surgery. As if to say this was Lorena's fault for her cooking.
有一个姐妹跟 Lorena 说，手术以后你要好好做饭。听起来好像是说她现在没有很好的做饭的样子。
Lorena cried.
Lorena 哭了。
This statement really hurt her.
这个让人觉得很伤心。
I mean, you were the person or people were proximate. They were in my house.
所以这些人，你来到我到了我家里面。
But their minds weren't present, thinking that I have like a 4-month-old newborn.
但是他们的思想里面并没有想到我有一个四个月的新生儿。
My mom, famous pastor's wife, a lot of people stayed and talked to her during their visits. But my mom didn't want to minister at that time. She was just worried about losing her eldest son.
我的母亲作为一个传道人的作为一个牧师的妻子那个时候也在那里她并不想听别人给她的传道她只是担心她的大儿子可能会生命的安危
And then my 5-year-old son was just confused will his daddy still be around and yet he didn't get a chance to spend some time with me
所以那个时候我儿子五岁他觉得父亲并没有跟他花很多时间因为家里有很多人
So we can be proximate but not get the presence part of what our presence is actually doing
所以这个例子是说我们可以互相很接近但是我们并没有和这个人同在
Illustration number two You hear that someone in your small group is having marriage problems
所以第二个例子是很多小组里的人可能会有一些婚姻上的挑战
So, being well-meaning, you invite them out to Starbucks for coffee.
所以你出于好心，你邀请他们去星巴克喝咖啡。
You buy the coffee.
你出钱买咖啡。
You sit down.
你陪他们坐下来。
But during the conversation, when you're listening, you're constantly checking for text messages and like WeChat updates of what's going on.
但是你在跟他们谈话的时候，你不停的在查微信。
I mean, you're proximate. You're there.
所以我跟这个人很接近。
But you're not fully present because of your device.
但是你的心思并没有同在，是因为你的电子产品。
Illustration number three. So same thing with the cancer. I'm in the hospital and I did not want anyone to come out. One of my good friends stood outside. Police officer would not let anyone see me.
第三个例子是当我在得癌症手术的时候，我有一个好朋友，他是一个警察，他就站在我的病房门口，不让人进来看我。
A friend of ours named Jim Moy, a non-believer, he owns an Italian water ice company, knows that it's my favorite thing to eat.
另外一个朋友，他是我最好的朋友，那个时候他不是一个基督徒。
He texted me and Lorena.
他给我们发短消息。
we didn't answer him, so he called every hospital looking for me.
我们没有回应，所以他就给每个电话打，每个医院打电话。
When I say Italian water ice, it's basically like shaved ice. So he parked far away. He walked in with his cart, brought in 3 different gallons of flavors.
他是一个小生意的主人，他拥有那个像刨冰一样的这样一个车。他来看我的时候，他把他的刨冰车停在远远的地方，带着一个小桶，里面有3种口味的刨冰来看我。
And so when he finally came in and he brought it for me, and like he knows Grayson loves it, I was like, this is a lot of water ice, Jim. I can't finish this. He goes, hang on. He opened the door, told all the doctors and the nurses, not supposed to give special treatment, right, Dr. Paul?But can you believe the special treatment that I got for the next week that I was there? He brought enough water ice for the entire floor.
所以他带来的刨冰我吃不完，所以他就打开门把他的刨冰给医护人员吃。所以那个时候就是我感到好像在那段住院的时间我获得了特别的关照。
I need audience participation. Was Jim Moy a non-believer? Was he proximate? Yes or no?
那这个刨冰的生意的主人他离我近不近呢？
Was he proximate?
他近不近?
Was he present?
他跟我同在没有?
Was I blessed?
我是否被祝福?
Oh man, and isn't that the point of why we want to be present and we want to be proximate? In order to bring God's blessing on people.
我们之所以要与人同在和与人接近是为了把神的祝福给大家。
Illustration number 4, I'm just going to do this one real quick. You're present, you're wanting to hear about something, and you're using your cell phone, so you just basically use your spare timeTo call someone while you're watching, say, your daughter or son's baseball game. And so you talk to someone.
例子四，就是当你在看你小孩的棒球比赛的时候，你一边看一边打电话给你的朋友。
But maybe you could just wait another hour.
那你是不是可以再等另外一个小时呢？
Spend that quality time with your son or daughter.
跟你孩子花有品质的时间。
And actually make the effort to drive halfway or all the way to the person's house.And fully give them their full attention, proximate and present.
如果你真的想要跟你朋友说话的话，你可以开车开到这个朋友家里，给他完全的注意力。
Perhaps we've been deeply hurt before. I said there's a warning. When we do ministry, you're going to get hurt.
当我们在服侍的时候，我们肯定会受伤。
I had a friend who we'd been there for 2 years. I'd known him for 2 years.
我有一个认识两年的朋友。
And this particular person, the initial, I'm just going to say C. C, I bailed him out of jail twice for inappropriate behavior at home.
这个叫 C 的朋友，我把他从监狱里保释出来两次。
We allowed him to have family meals with our family.
我们和他们的家庭一起晚餐。
And I'm going to say, this is not a criminal. This is not a... he's white, and he works at a very big tech startup.And he is very affluent, a lot of money.
所以这个人他并不是个罪犯，他是一个白人，他有比较富有。
So then I get this text message. I'm just about to go up and speak on stage, and I get this text message back in December.
所以在十二月份的时候，我正好要去讲台上讲到的时候，我收到这个一个短信。
Paul, I know you aren't in the loan business, but I don't know who else to ask. I can try to sell Ali's car, or I can give it up as collateral.I need to come up with $4,000 ASAP or they're going to shut down my corporate card that I've been putting too many personal expenses on. I owe $7,300 on it and have about $3,500 of real expenses. I'm not going to skip child support payments, $4,000 now for 10% simple interest over a 60-day term. I'll sell her car by January 2nd, sell my last 6 months of employee stock purchase for 15% gain on the 6 months of buyouts. I'll give you Ali's car as collateral for the loan with the title, and then he sends me the title.
就是十二月份的时候，我这个朋友给我发了个短消息，因为他经济上碰到问题，所以他愿意把他的车抵押给他，来得到一个 loan， 得到一个贷款。问破。
Man, I was so many different emotions. I didn't give the money, but then when I didn't give the money, I gave him 7 different options. And then a week later, I find that Ali, his girlfriend, has got a new engagement ring.That the car that he had wanted to either give to me or someone else's collateral was actually someone else's, not even his girlfriend's. I felt so burned by presence and proximity in walking with this gentleman for 2 years.
所以实际上是他当时问我说，至少借4000块钱，愿意把他女友叫 Ellie 的车抵押。 我后来把钱给他的时候，我才发现他想要把他那个车抵押给我的那个车根本不是他的女友的，是别人的。他后来又见到这个人的时候，这个朋友 C 的时候，他的女朋友手上戴着订婚戒，他也压根没有把钱要还给我，他们的生活就 move on， 他感到非常的情感上非常的受伤，因为他跟这个朋友交往了两年而没有获得信任和没有同在。
From these passages, there is hope and good news for both the giver and the receiver, no matter if you've been burned in ministry or have never been shown attention to before and left out.
所以当你在做服事的时候，你可能被常常忽略，你可能给予或者是接受，你可能受到很多的伤。
So we have to ask, why is a leper healed? Why is healing put in the forefront of the early years of the church? Why is physical touch such an important part of healing ministry? At what cost did it come?
所以我们必须问说，那个大麻风病的人为什么被亲手触摸？在早期教会的时候，为什么治愈是显得这么重要的一个话题
？What benefit does a lame, the mentally ill, the physically restricted, what value could they have to this new church movement？
所以当这些人生病，体弱，各种瘫痪，那这些人有什么用呢？有是不是有一些实际上的作用，给教会建立是否有功能？
And this is where we really, certain parts of the Bible you want to pay attention to. Why? We want to pay attention to why does Jesus not want the people, the centurion, the outcast, the leper, why does he not want them to talk about Jesus healing it and just kind of quietly saying, go to priest, get it certified so it's legit, and don't talk about it. Why?
所以我们这里要问一个问题是，为什么耶稣治愈了这些人以后，他并不想着这些人告诉别人，广而告之，反而让他们去向那个当官方做一个见证，拿到一个证明，为什么呢
？Because Jesus didn't want the medium to get ahead of the message, which is why do we do these things? Is it so that we feel good that we gave money to somebody and we can get a tax write off? Is it so that Pastor Paul has more stories to tell people when he preaches? Or is there something core about what these values do to us, to both the giver and the receiver? What does proximity, what does presence do for the person receiving? And what does proximity and presence and even getting burned do for the person who's giving?
所以当我们在给予或者接受的时候，我们做这么做的真正的价值是什么呢？是想要广而告之呢？还是有更深刻的理由在背后？
Does it say something then about how 2,000 years later, doesn't matter if it's Leander, Cedar Park, or East Austin, that we still have outcasts in North America?
So, 在2000年以后的今天，我们想说，其实在哪个城、三城并不重要，实际上是我们有更多的关注要给这些圈外人，给这些低收入的这些需要帮助的人，有更多的需求可以关注他们。
In Canada, we call them the First Nations. In the U.S., we have the situation with undocumented immigrants. There are the LGBT communities. There's the African and American and Latino communities. And there's each of us.
所以在无论在加拿大还是在北美，在美国都有这些弱势群体，是比如说是没有非法移民，LGBT community， 或者是低收入的人，都有到处都有这样的人需要我们的关注。
There's each of us. Each of us here is outcast. Each of us is broken.
其实我们再思想一下，我们在座的每一位都是一个受逼迫的人，受驱逐的人，和是一个圈外人。
But Jesus, through a Sunday school teacher, through a missionary, through a brother or sister, came to us, used these two characteristics, whether it was proximity or presence or the powerful combination together, and we see what happens when that comes together.
所以耶稣基督呢，神呢就通过主日学老师、教会里的这些服侍的人来接触我们，跟我们同在，帮助我们。
We lost our sister-in-law September 16th of last year.
去年九月的时候 ，Lorena 的妹妹去世了。
She was walking in Costco on a Saturday, and with her newlywed husband, and someone simply just ran her over.
新婚不久的她和她的丈夫在 Costco 的停车场被一个人车撞车。
This is the car that that hit her. She died right here.
这是她。
This is a car that was parked and was hit so hard that it actually wrapped around the tree on top of a curb. This is just a parked car. This was not the vehicle that hit her. This is the vehicle that hit her.
所以这个斜着停的车并不是一个肇事车辆，它只是停在那里，是被那个肇事车辆 撞歪的。
And so people told us over the course of a couple weeks that they were praying for us.
所以在那个两周里面，有很多人说，很多人为我们祷告。
And we had to wait a few weeks for the body to be released because of the situation of the accident.
因为那个时候警察，在有这个尸体，所以我们要等两周。
People said that they wanted to be there.
有很多人说他想要跟我们在一起，去这个是洛杉矶。
And so on September 30th, Memorial Day, for her, my sister's memorial, 75 people flew down from Seattle. 75 people flew down from Lorena's parents' church.
所以 Lorena 是西雅图长大的孩子，有75个她长大的那个教会人，75位飞到加州来参加他们的这个葬礼。
That's the power of proximity. To go buy an airplane ticket that was $700 to $800 last minute, 75 people.Flew down to support my in-laws.
所以他们有这么多的人来支持他的父母亲。
They thought that there wouldn't be enough people to mourn, so they wanted to mourn together. When they got to the funeral home, they realized that 650 people in LA came to the funeral. That's the power of presence.
所以650个 LA 当地的人来参加我们这个葬礼，那个就是同在的力量。
Physical presence means something. That's the power of proximity.
所以这些就是接近的力量和同在的力量。
Mental presence means something. That's the power of God helping us focus as we minister from the depths of nothing, because Jesus has made us something.
所以当我们在看到这些事情的时候，我们就知道神是通过他的原则来关爱我们。
We drew near to God.This past September on our 10-year anniversary. How many people felt close to God this year in our 10-year anniversary celebration with Him?
我个人正好要有十年的结婚的这个庆祝，我们教会也建立十年了，我们多少人觉得我们跟神的关系更亲近了？
I'm going to ask that one more time. How many people, when we celebrated 10 years of God's goodness at RCCA, felt God's closer to you or you felt encouraged by Him at the celebration?
去年十月，我们教会在庆祝我们教会十年和耶稣在一起的时候，有多少人觉得神离我们更近了？
I know I did. I thought about the journey that we've been on.
我知道我有，这是一个旅途，我知道我有。
And I needed that because 6 days later was when my sister-in-law died.
然后我们教会十年庆祝以后，六天以后就是 Lorena 的妹妹去世了。
Is it because God drew close to us?
那是因为神离我更近了吗？
Or is it because God's presence has always been there waiting?
还是神的同在是老是总是在那里等着我们。
And we decided to draw closer to Him.
我们决心要跟他走得更近。
How many in this room today are experiencing like a climb?
多少人在座的今天感到有一个爬升？
How many people are like me and Lorena, kind of like hit a plateau?
有多少人像我一样感到已经积到了一个平台？
But what I want to know, what we need to know, is how many people are in the hills and the valleys.
有多少人在上上下下的山谷和高山？
And I want us to just close right now. We're going to close the sermon right now. I want us to dim the lights. We're going to close with singing that song in the background. You don't have to sing, but what I do want all of us to do is I want you to stand. I want you to prepare to pray and to pray for each other. I want us to close today.And not think about how this is for the person on your left or your right. You have an opportunity right now to pray for someone as we close this combined time together.
让我们今天来把这个灯给灭掉，让我们等一下起立，我们一起在祷告里面来思考，不是说对和错，而是在思考今天的题目。
The first thing I recognize is that in 2017, 2018, touch is kind of like, because of like all the scandals, because of Hollywood, because of Me Too,We're very sometimes sensitive about just touching people. But I'm just going to ask that we can somehow reclaim it and just put a gentle hand of encouragement on someone. So first of all, could you first of all please stand as we get the lights dimmed? Could you start talking to God, opening your heart?
让我们来打开心扉，来跟神来有个对话。
If you feel appropriate, could you lay a gentle hand of touch on your neighbor's shoulder? In a symbol of saying, God, we are...together in whatever pain my neighbor might have, and we ask you for help right now.
让我们轻轻地触碰我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
Could you in turn then just pray for your neighbor? Perhaps you've been friends for decades. Perhaps you started this church together. Let's pray for these few moments, these last moments in this combined service, as brothers and sisters praying for one another, fully engaged, fully here, practicing the full ministry of practice of presence and proximity.
所以我们就在非常近的距离里面，思想上，就跟身体上都跟你的邻边的人同在，一起来祷告。
As you continue to pray in these next 2 to 3 minutes, the music will play. Feel free to engage in worship or singing along, or please continue to pray. Let's pray.
当音乐响起的时候，我们一起来祷告，来唱歌。
Come on, church.